May I come in? I'm very sorry about your wait, sir. The office is unusually swamped today. Well, unfortunately, your regular physician was called out for a family emergency, and I am the only one available. But if you would prefer a male physician, we can always reschedule. I do believe the next available opening is sometime next week. Yes, I completely understand that you need this taken care of today. However, as I said, I am the only physician available at this time. Okay, great. Go ahead and have a seat while I pull your file. Okay, so it says you are 22 and that you've been experiencing pain in the genital region, especially during ejaculation. Is that correct? There's no need to be shy, sir. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this awkward experience is as painless as possible. Yes. So can you describe the pain to me? Like on a scale, 0 being no pain and 10 being the worst pain you have ever felt. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you would say it's more of a tightness rather than a pain. Still in the scrotum area. Okay, so here's the hardest part. I'm going to need you to undress for me. Just the lower half. Yes, I am going to have to see and touch your genital region to fully understand what's going on. As I said, if you would prefer a male physician, we can always reschedule. Okay, great. I'm going to step out for a few minutes so you can get undressed. There's a sheet to your left if you would prefer to cover your lap. Are you all set? Okay, let's just get started. Can you please stand up? Yes, you are going to have to remove the sheet. Sir, I assure you everything that happens in this office will be confidential. Now, please, remove the sheet. Oh, yes, I can 100% see what you were talking about. The tightness in your scrotum area. I can see it even while you're flaccid. Okay, gentle touch. Deep breath. Does it hurt here? How about here? Okay, I'm going to lift your scrotum. Okay, you can go ahead and relax. Have a seat. So, preliminary thoughts. This is what might be happening. One of two things. Your vas deferens may be infected, or you might have an obstruction in your seminal vesicle. Well, how often are you masturbating? Oh, that's all. Well, the obstruction could be because the fluid has built up due to your infrequent release. Yes, that does tend to happen sometimes, but the only way I can be sure is to collect a sample of your pre-ejaculate. I'm going to be able to check for infection and measure the volume. Sir, really? I do have other patients to see today. Once again, if you would like to reschedule. There's no need to worry. I am a doctor. And all I'm going to need to do is to collect the sample and send it to the lab to determine if you have an infection or not. No, you are not going to have to completely orgasm. I just need you to produce pre-ejaculate. Well, pre-ejaculate is the fluid that is released from your penis prior to a full ejaculation. in order to get the pre-ejaculate, you are going to have to manipulate your penis for me. Are you going to be able to do it? If you are having difficulty, I can provide some stimulating media. You don't have to think of it that way, sir. This is a doctor's office, and you are not the first patient to come to me with this issue, so I'm going to need you to trust me. You're not going to be able to get erect. Well, that is going to be a problem, but if you'd like, I can help you, or I can call in a specialized nurse to help you. Yes, I understand that it's embarrassing, but as I said, if you want to know what is going on within your body, I'm going to need the sample so I can test it for infection. Okay, great. As I said, this is completely professional. You can trust me. Go ahead and lie down and get comfortable. All right, I'm going to be slowly stroking your penis, and let me know if you are experiencing any pain. Yes, I'm going to be adding lubricant to help my hands slide up and down the shaft more easily. Yes, I'm going to be moving my lubricated hand all the way to your penis glands, and then all the way back down to the base. Long strokes, and I'm also going to be gently squeezing to produce the sample. Yes, sir. As I said, you are not the first patient to experience this problem. I'm going to need you to trust me. Okay, whenever you're ready. Yes, yes, you are doing a good job. You're already getting quite erect. Please let me know if the pace is okay. Once again, let me know if you are experiencing any pain. Yes, sir, this room is soundproof, so no one will hear us. It's completely natural if you want to make noises. Okay, there it is. I can see the first drop of pre-ejaculate. I'm going to need to squeeze your penis head in order to extract it. Are you okay? Okay, good. Continuing. I'm going to continue to stroke your penis. Well, I'm going to be stroking your penis until you are near ejaculation. Yes, I need to get the maximum amount of sample in order to have an accurate idea of how much volume you're producing. And of course, in order to make sure that you have no infection. Once again, let me know if you are in any pain. You are producing more pre-ejaculate, so that is great. Again, I'm going to gently squeeze to milk out the sample. It seems that when I stroke closer to the tip of your penis, that I get more pre-ejaculate, so I'm just going to be stroking near the head. As I said, sir, you can go ahead and make as much noise as you need to. This room is soundproof. Is this motion making you feel like you need to ejaculate? Sir, I just need to maximize the amount of pre-ejaculate. Would you like to take a break? Okay, let us continue. All right, still stroking near the head of your penis. You're doing a great job. More and more of the sample is coming out. Your penis is very rigid and your head is engorging, so you must be close to ejaculating. Please let me know if you need to take a break. I do not want to contaminate the pre-ejaculate sample with ejaculate. I know you can last a little bit longer. I just need to get a bit more. Sir, your breathing is getting very heavy. Do you need me to stop? You think you're going to ejaculate? Can you last a little bit longer? Okay, a little bit more. Great job. Continuing with the long, slow strokes. I'm going to pick up the pace just a little bit because you seem to be very uncomfortable. Don't ejaculate, sir. I can see your scrotum tightening. Let me know if you are experiencing any pain. Your penis is very rigid. Let me know. Okay, all right. Let me put the sample over to the side. All right, let's go ahead and relieve that pressure. I don't want you to be in any pain. Don't worry about being embarrassed, sir. I want to make sure that you are not leaving this office in pain. There you go. Just go ahead and relax and feel my hand stroking your penis. You said you don't masturbate very often, so this should produce a very large amount of ejaculate. Oh, yes. Your penis is very rigid right now. It won't be long. That's it. That's it. You're ejaculating. It's okay. Just go ahead. Oh, some landed on my cheek. There's just so much. Wow, it's running down my hands. Wow, sir, are you okay? Yes, I bet you do feel a bit drowsy. You did ejaculate quite hard and in copious amounts. But how is your scrotum feeling? Are you experiencing any more tightness? Then it must have been from the lack of ejaculation. I mean, look, I'm covered in your ejaculate. I know you didn't mean to. It's not that big of a deal, sir. This happens a lot. In the future, don't let it build up that much, or this problem will come back. Well, you're very welcome. It is my job to make you feel better.